She Gets It. Thank you for coming back. This is episode 40. I did 40 episodes so far. I don't even remember when I started this, but that's cool. 40. What a number. Very ironic. But hey, let's get into this. So, I just wanted to touch on why I feel that this quote-unquote justice system that we have is not preventative. It works on results or the aftermath of shit that can be prevented if it wasn't the way or the process that it is. This is what you're talking about. Let's go. So, I had a situation this past weekend, and I had to call people in blue and make a police report, and the process was so, shruggable and lack of importance that it just made me sick. And as a female, as a mother, and I have, two daughters, I'm just like, dog, is this really the process? So, first of all, I live in Atlanta, and let's say something happens on the weekend. There are certain parts of a police department that doesn't work weekends. There are certain parts of a police department that you can only access Monday through Friday. Like, shit only happen Monday through Friday, which is bullshit. The process of reporting incidents are measured on how bad the outcome is through a level of 1 to 5, which is bullshit, because once a person shows any level of aggression or decides to put their hands on someone or decides to make threats, why wait till it gets to a level 5 to be let's do something about this. Let's go ahead in here and see about this person. Why is it, it's at this level, so, they're not here right now. We really don't got a need to go ahead and see about this person yet. But why wait for the yet? When you have these facts now. And that's the bullshit that I'm talking about. And that bullshit is why a lot of people feel like they don't need to speak with authority of this government about shit that's happening. That is why they rather deal with the outcome of the situation themselves. And that is why they feel like nothing gets done in the manner of how it should be done unless they go ahead and handle it themselves. And I'm just being honest. So, let's go forward, and it's Monday. Yes, I need to work because I'm the only one in my household that works. But no, I have to take off of work because now I gotta handle the business I needed to handle over the weekend on a Monday with 2 young kids with me. So, I'm calling the police department to see where I need to go in order to file a restraining order. I called the people. They have an answering machine service where they don't open till 8:30. Bullshit. But alright. Spoke to a lady. She instantly answered the phone. Da 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 da, please hold. So automatically, without me saying anything, I have to hold. So I'm waiting on there for 5 minutes, have it on speaker, getting my pen and paper and whatever ready. She comes on the phone, I tell her good morning, and I tell her what I'm calling about. I have a police report. I need X, Y, and Z. Who do I speak to? She said, I don't know. I think you gotta call Supreme Court or who she gotta call? And she's talking to some other lady in the background. Who she gotta call? This is your job. This is information you should know off the top of your head. You should have like a sheet in front of you, depending on what a citizen is calling you for. You should know where exactly to send them. You shouldn't be waiting to ask somebody else, another employee in the office. Like, that shit is inexcusable. So she gives me a number to somewhere I should call. Hang out with her. Dial the number that she gave me. This lady picks up. The number goes through like a machine service, and you have to pick one of the options. My issue was none of those options, so I just hit zero for operator. It's usually zero is operator for anything. Hit zero, wait on hold. Some lady answers, "Hi, this is such and such. How may I help you?" So I tell her, "This is my second phone call. I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. Did I reach the right place?" No, you did not. Have you called 404 such and such and such? I said, no. Well, here's the number, 404. I said, wait, let me get my pen ready. She was like, well, you know, you should have a pen ready because you're going to be taking a lot of numbers. Bitch, I didn't say I didn't have a pen. I said, let me get it ready. Like the whole process, I was already irritated. So she gives me a number, call the next number. This guy answers, and I'm just like, "Hi, this is my third phone call. I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. Have I reached the right place?" I'm not sure. Can you give me more detail? I'm just like, what? Mind you, as I'm waiting on the phone with these people, hanging up and calling other people, hanging up, I'm Googling the process to do this in Georgia, in Atlanta. It is so shitty, it makes no sense. And when somebody has a situation that they've gone through and they're trying to dot their I's and cross their T's, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that many loopholes and shit you gotta hop over in order to get shit done. It shouldn't be that hard. So he gives me this number, and he was like, "Have you called this number?" Da, 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 da. I said, "No." "Well, let me make sure this is the right number before I tell you to." I'm just like, shit. So I had to sit again and wait on hold. And he comes back. He was like, "Yeah, try that number." So I call that number. It's actually the right place. So she says that we have three slots today. One is at 11. It was already like 9:40 when I was speaking to her. She said, one is at 11, but you have to be here an hour and a half before to go see the judge at that time. And the next one's at 1, and the next one's at 3, and then the one at 5. I was like, okay. I said, I'm not far from downtown. I could be there for the next group. I'll get ready and I'll come. And she said, okay. She gave me the address. Cool. I decided to go ahead and take the train because I'm not trying to fool around with Atlanta's downtown parking. I'm just not with the shits with downtown parking of Atlanta. I have no problem going on the train. Anya loves the train. She thinks it's a great adventure. Ari has never been on the train. Cool. Let's go. Pack the girls up. Pack them something to eat. Put them in the truck, get to the train station, unpack the stroller, get them up the elevator, get them on the train, get off where I'm supposed to get off, walk up to the courthouse. There were two men. let me rephrase this. Skirt, skirt. There were two males sitting outside of the courthouse, and there was no wheelchair access where I could roll the stroller up. And it's a jogger, so it's pretty big. to where I can roll the stroller up, I had to go up 2 flights of steps. And they see me, and they see me with Anya also, my 4-year-old. And they look at me, and they're having a discussion. And neither one of them stop and ask. I'm not saying that I would let them, but neither one of them asks, hey, would you like some help? I had a diaper bag, I had my bag, I had Anya, and I had Ari in the jogger stroller. Do you know, Chantal had to bend down, lift up the jogger stroller with the baby bag on it, and make sure Anya was going up the step at the same time and she didn't fall back. And open up the door to let myself in. And go up a second set of steps to go through security. These are the type of fuckery males we have in 2018. And that is why I was there at the courthouse. Because of fuckery male. So, we're going to move forward. So, I get in there. The whole process to go through security. They want you to take every single piece of shit out your bag. And put it in a container. They were worse than TSA. And then you have 2 officers on the opposite side of the security not doing shit. So I had to put Aria through. Then they took out her tire pump out of the stroller. Because she has real tires on her stroller. Took that out. Made me put it in another bin. Then told me to take my bag off. Had a little bag, told me to put it in a separate bin, then asked me to take my phone out, put that in a separate bin. Then they told me to walk back through, and I'm just like, yo, y'all doing too much. So they have both of my kids on the opposite side, and I'm still trying to put shit in the bin with hella people going through. I don't know, y'all. I need to see them. So anyway, get them through. There's nobody sitting at a desk to tell you any information on where you need to be. So I find an officer that is not greeting, just sitting there playing with bins. And I say, excuse me, where is it where I'm supposed to be for a protection order? So she says, floor 2. So I go up floor 2, go through some double doors. I see the line. Nobody's really in line. I wait for her to call me. She calls me. She asks me why I'm there. She asks me who's the person. I tell her who. She asks me if I have their address. I have their address. What you thought? Fill the form out. Then she had me fill out another form. So I'm sitting down with the girls. Fill that out. Give it back to her. So I wait. I wait for my name to be called. She gives me a slip. She tells me to go to the 8th floor. On this slip is a damn treasure hunt where they tell you directions between like 1 through 5 on how to maneuver yourself through the damn courthouse by yourself to find rooms and buildings of where you're supposed to be. The most annoying shit ever. So I'm just walking through hoping I'm at the right place. I get to the sheriff's office, which is not where I'm supposed to be. Wrong place. Look at the directions again. Go through some double doors. Go down the hall. Mind you, the carpet in this place must have never been cleaned in years because it smells like New York elevators in the train station. If you've been there, you already know what I smell like. I'm just like, what the fuck? So go through there, and then it's like this room of like 4 different attorneys, and then this one judge sitting at the place, and then you have to sign in. And you basically tell them why you're there. And the person that answered the phone is actually the lady I spoke to. She's like, oh, I remember your name. Yes. She was like, you got here quick. I said, I sure did. She was like, just sign in, fill this out, fill that out. And she told me someone will see me in about 10 minutes. So I'm sitting down with Ari. Now Ari wants to get out. So being the mother that I am, I spot a play area in the room. So I had the girls playing in the play area. Aria wants to get out the stroller. Anya is playing with her or whatever. Just chill. So she tells me that the next slot is at 1. She said, are you to wait here? Mind you, it's 10:30. I said, I guess so. So I'm sitting there. She gets me early. She starts, she tells me to come. One of the girls tells me to come to the desk, one of the attorneys. And I'm just So like 11:30 something, and I'm just explaining to her, you know, the whole thing, and she's basically typing in details, asking me details about the person. Give her all of that, explain the situation again, which sucks every time you have to explain a situation that you can't even believe that you experienced, but you gotta keep explaining it to someone else that doesn't know you. And for me, that shit is so irritating, but hey, that's what I gotta do. So I explain it to her, she types it up, asks me to proofread it to make sure everything's correct, asks me details about the person, asks me what do they have, what do they look like, do they have this, do they have that, yay, nay, whatever. Finish that, then she tells me I can either sit out there out in the hallway and, you know, let the girls run around so they could be a little bit louder because in there people are talking and Arya just be doing her own thing. So I was like, yeah, I'll sit outside for like 20 minutes until everybody's ready. And it was like a group of 12 women, different situations, different details, but it was sad as shit because all of them involve males doing outlandish shit. And I'm just like, damn. Like, this is a true product of failed boys. And it could be failed boys from their mother, failed boys from their father, who, because you get older, you don't get younger, happen to grow up into a manly age, but that doesn't make them men. And so they do shit that doesn't come off manly. And then, in turn, the world has to deal with them. And we deal with them as our brothers. We deal with them as our cousins. We deal with them as our significant others, kids' fathers, dads, whatever. Like, we have to deal with these males who didn't get the help that they needed as children, but because they get older, they have to be of a manly age, and they don't act like men. But all of these women had some situation where a male couldn't come into his manliness in the most proper manner and step away and let go and just be about his shit. Like, I just couldn't believe it. Still, today is Tuesday. I can't believe it. But it is what it is. And it's just so crazy how you know that a person may need help, and you're not around this person primarily to help them get that help, because when a person needs help, and it has to do with their personality and their insecurities and their entitlement and their ego and old history over 10 years deep type of hurt, that's something only a person can get their help for. So I just got to a point where I don't feel I'm not mad about the situation, because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to move forward in my life as a parent, as a woman I wanted to be, with this person and how they were. But I was never thinking like that would be like the end all after like 14 years of thinking I knew someone. And when a male comes out of character, or let's say goes into character, because that type of shit is always within someone, it's just certain things or a certain amount of time before they just let it out. Because that came out of him and he showed me that, it kind of like sealed the envelope on, yeah, we done. And that was my experience. And I just wish we had a system that would actually emergency assist these males up front, and not make you go through hours of paperwork, and I'm telling you, I was in that courthouse from 10:30 to 3:20 p.m. I couldn't go to my morning job, and then I messed up time to be going to my second job, so I had to take off the whole day to do that. But I had to do that for the sake of my family and for the sake of myself and that safety, because everything that happened over the weekend was out of character for me with this person. Maybe everything that he did was in character for him, and if that's his character, cool, but I want no parts, and I don't want my children having any parts of that. So I had to completely remove all of us from that situation, and that's what I did. So I don't know, they probably got served today, I don't know. Frankly, I don't feel any thing right now for this person, because I don't know who that was. I never seen that person ever. And it's so funny that everybody asks me, are you sure this is the first time? Like, I'm sure. Like, my parents are Jamaican and I'm a fighter in life, but I promise you, at no time over this weekend did I put my hands on anyone. You know, I promise you that wasn't the case, but I've seen, you know, my fair share of shit. My favorite show is The First 48, and I refuse to be a victim. So, with that being said, keep your ass on the swivel. I keep my ass on the swivel. Everybody should keep their ass on the swivel, because the people you think you know, you don't know. And everybody has a little ounce of self that they keep hidden in the dark to themselves. And only them, and only them, will know who the hell they are. And I just want to tell males, and I want to tell females, when you are of an adult age, even if you don't know what that is, and you don't know what that's supposed to be like, just know there is a point where you can make a decision to back the hell up, mind your business, and go where you're supposed to be. And there's a point where you make a decision to proceed in the wrong direction. Just make sure when you make that decision to proceed in the wrong direction that you can eat that. Make sure you can eat that. Because I promise you, the ending result is going to be very shitty. And every time you're going to be in thought about that day, that moment, you're going to want to take that shit back. And you're not going to be able to take that shit back. But that moment and that time is always going to be in your mind. That moment and that time and all those moments, you had opportunities to back the hell up and go about your business, and you chose not to. Keep that in mind. Okay. No, I don't believe that the system that we have as far as protection with police is up to par. It is very below par. But I don't want no one to look at me and be like, oh, but you their mother though, why didn't you do this? You never reported this. You never said anything to anybody about this. I'm making sure I'm doing my part. Now, I'm not saying nothing can't happen because I did my part, but I'm just making sure I did my part. So, that is what it is. It's not an insay on how I move about, but it's just another level of care that I guess have to have. And there's some things I have to get for my home that I will be getting. And that's cool too. It's some people that will be with me. that are very comfortable. If you know what I mean. So, right now I'm cool. Right now, my girls are comfortable and they're safe and they're with different people. for many reasons. And that's just where my head is at. And I just need people to understand that, yes, we have a shitty system. It is not here to protect us in the way that we think. And sometimes you just gotta protect yourself. And it sucks. But yeah. Definitely not preventative. They look for results. And I'm just making sure I'm on top of those results before those results hit me. That's all. This is Cozy Moon. We did get on Spotify recently. I don't really use Spotify, but that's cool. Some people do. So I am on Spotify now. Still on Anchor. You still can find me on iTunes. What else am I on? A whole bunch of other apps that I've never heard of, that I've never used, but shoot, somebody out there using it. Yeah, she gets in, giving you info, letting you in some business. What's up, y'all? I have some new listeners, and I appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. All up in my business. It's cool. This is She Gets It. She's out here. Gotta find me some new happiness, y'all. Deuces.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.